Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Sierwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Mid Prairie Superintendent Mark Schneider about the most recent Mid Prairie School Board meeting. So just looking at the school board agenda, this one I'm not sure what it's referring to. It's a student hour of code presentation.
Yeah, we have our learning design coaches have been working with our students on coding, which is computer coding for apps and programs. And there's a program called Hour of Code, which was in 1 week's period of time trying to get all students to do an hour of coding within that week. And so our two learning design coaches had coordinated that and worked with students. And so they were just reporting to the board about that activity.
You had a discussion on MPEA agreement for 2017 through 18?
Yes, the district school board negotiates with the Mid-Prairie Education Association on the contract and on salaries and benefits for next year. And we've been meeting since October, and we had reached a tentative agreement on the salaries and benefits for next year. And so the MPEA had voted on it earlier on Monday and passed the agreement. And so at the board meeting, the board also approved the agreement for next year.
So will that change anything, or is it just sort of like business as usual?
No. The agreement called for a 4% increase in salary and benefits. But the interesting fact to that settlement is that last year the MPEA agreed to basically a 0% increase in salary and benefits. And so as we talked about it this year, if you average the last 2 years' settlements, it's been an annual 2% increase.
Okay, so the teachers and administrators and staff, they're all getting an increased salary this year?
The bargaining only covers teachers and support staff members. The board has not set administrator salaries yet. So the contract just covers the teachers and the support staff.
Okay, so those individuals are getting a raise this year?
A 4% of, 4% for next year, but when you consider that it was 0% this year, it averages 2% over the last 2 years.
Okay. Why wasn't there one last year?
Because district resources were scarce. Actually, we had to cut the budget, and so the teachers and support staff members agreed to hold the line on salaries and benefits last year so that we didn't have to cut the budget as much as we did.
I'm sure the teachers and support staff were happy to hear that there was a 4% increase this year then.
Yes. Yeah. Well, yes. And the reason we were able to do that this year is because this fall, our enrollment went up 47 and a half students.
Okay. So it all comes back to the enrollment.
That's right. It comes back to the enrollment and the allowable growth or SSA set by the Iowa legislature.
So after that was the bus specifications public hearing?
Yeah, we had zero people there to talk about.
Okay.
And the board did approve the specifications after the public hearing. By law, obviously, when we go out for bid for something that costs that much, we have to do a public hearing. And so we met the legal requirement before we could put it out for bids.
So I guess the public kind of showed in their absence that they trust you guys to make the right decisions.
Well, that's the way I'm taking it, Joe. That's the way I'm taking it.
I think there's definitely a glass half full to be had there. So.
I'll agree with you.
All right. So what bus specifications are you going to go with then?
Just basically the ones that we have in the past. Probably the major thing with our buses is that we are in the district switching over to propane buses from diesel buses. We find that the maintenance on propane buses is a lot cheaper and a lot easier to do. And we find that we actually can save money over the long haul by using propane buses versus diesel.
Okay. So you are requesting two new buses or one new bus or
how many? Two new buses. Propane buses in the short run do cost more, but when you figure the gas mileage and the fuel costs and the maintenance costs, they actually save you money over the long haul. At least that's been our experience.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Mark Schneider. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sierwinski with KCII News.